Hello. Hello!
Welcome to BSP, Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The podcast where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we're an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the Podmoth Network.
And this is a mini-sode.
Oh, and that too.
And also, we're together again.
Barely. But
barely.
We're here.
But we're here, so hopefully... the sound should be maybe a little bit better.
At least for this week.
Yeah, at least for this week. This is a mini-sode. I was like, where are we? So a mini-sode, we bring it to you every other week, and it's a teaser to our upcoming full episode. So we share one story, paranormal each, and then it's kind of a game for you to play, and it's not edited, so this mess that's happening right now, you get to hear all of it.
Yeah, and... Well, I guess we should say this in the full episode, but I guess since I mentioned it already, our next episode, our next full episode will be just recorded because we're recording after this, but the following one is going to be the live one that we are doing in Tucson. So,
yeah.
So if you happen to be in Tucson on November the 13th, is it the 13th?
I believe it's
the 12th. The 13th is Saturday. If you're in Tucson, November the 12th, we will be doing a live show at the TucsonCon horror sci-fi fantasy convention that evening at 9-ish.
Yeah, 9-ish. Yeah. And it should be really cool. I know you went before and I never have, so it's going to be, I'm going to get my TucsonCon cherry popped.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
We're the only podcast there, so.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So what do you think? Oh, so I think the one clue we can give people for this is that because the full episode is launching in November, we're going to go ahead. We're bringing you our annual Thanksgiving episode.
Very early, but.
Very early. Because we wanted TucsonCon to be creepy and not Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then the next episode then would release
right after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
So we were like, well, let's just do this.
Yeah. So that's about your only hint, and other than that, I don't think it's going to be very easy. So.
No, I think this one's going to be. I think this is going to be hard.
Yeah. So you want to go first, or me?
Do you want to go first? You can go first because I actually, just in case, because I didn't give you a lot of info on this, in case you ended up miraculously using the same story, I have another story.
No, this is mine's pretty short.
Okay.
The story actually comes from my old trusty website, Your Ghost Stories.
Of course.
It comes from 2010 from a person whose screen name is Dragon Walker.
Oh, you know it's going to be, this is going to be honest.
Yeah.
Did they claim that this is true?
Yeah. Yeah. All the stories on Your Ghost Stories are allegedly true.
Oh God. So. I think I ask you that every time and every time you say that it's true.
Yeah. The writer says... I commute from Wasilla to Anchorage 5 days a week for my job. Depending on traffic and whether it can depending on traffic, it can take anywhere from 45 to 90 minutes to get to work.
Ew.
I'm usually out the door between 7 and 7:15 in the morning. This was one of those mornings where I was feeling draggy and had acquired a cold chai brevet before getting on the highway and driving to Anchorage.
That's so specific.
Yeah. On the way to Anchorage from the...
What kind of car?
Yeah.
What did this steering wheel look like?
On the way to Anchorage from the Matsu Valley, there are a few landmarks that I use to mark one's passage. One of them is a steam power plant just before Ship Creek near the Army base. On this morning, I had sucked down about half of my chai drink on my way into town, had the cold air vents in my car aimed in my face, and was enjoying the summer sun that was already up. I had just rounded the glass curve before the power plant and saw something that chilled me to the bone.
The glass curve or last?
Last.
Oh, I totally misheard that. I was like, is this an analogy? The glass curve.
No,
okay, sorry.
Last. A man wearing a blue button-down dress shirt and khaki slacks was crossing the incoming traffic from the median. I could see his dark hair was short with a little wave to it. His hands were stuffed in the pockets of his pants, his eyes downcast. Somehow he managed to cross the first two lanes that were full of morning traffic without getting hit.
And
no one was slowing down for him either.
What?
I had the briefest flash of thought that he didn't care about his life if he could cross traffic like that without looking, especially in morning rush air, and that the others on the road must have no regard for human life if they weren't going to slow down for him. I was in the right-hand lane, third and final from the median. I set my foot on the brakes and started to apply them as I saw the gentleman was just a couple of steps from my lane, and then when he was gone... I almost had a panic attack.
And then he was gone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I almost had a panic attack. I checked my rearview mirrors as I drove over the spot where the guy should have been to make sure that I hadn't somehow run him over or that someone else hadn't hit him and sent him flying over me. There was nothing. No flash of blue, no car screeching to a halt, nothing. Then it occurred to me that not only had the guy crossed traffic without getting hit, it almost seemed like he had somehow avoided the fast-moving vehicles. He had passed directly in front of or behind them without a single one touching him or vice versa. Then, as he was ready to step foot into my line of travel, he disappeared. Then I knew what it was. It was a ghost of some kind. I told the story a few times as a that's freaky kind of thing. No one took me seriously until a Native American gentleman started working here. He and his wife had moved up from Washington so that he could take the job of mechanic in my building. As they live out in the valley, I would sometimes take him home with me. We got to talking, and when I told him my story, he got a funny look on his face and told me that he had seen that guy in blue, too, but on the other side of the highway, walking along the edge of it.
At the same place?
Ish, but on the other side, yeah.
Oh, wow.
My coworker has had several paranormal experiences, so I know he wasn't just trying to keep the crazy lady driving him home happy. He's verified a few other things for me, so I know he's not Looney Tunes either. And that's it.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Our stories have something in common.
Told you it's short.
Well, mine is shorter, and mine kind of just stops too.
Okay.
And I was like, that's why I was debating the other one, but this one is so funnily weird. So basically, I was given the choice between funnily weird and more normal, and okay. Of course, it's me, so I'm going to take funnily weird. But yours, I'm actually trying to. I don't even know the connection here.
What?
Do I not? What did I miss? Don't tell me. Okay.
It's very obvious.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Okay. I know now.
Or maybe not.
I really don't. But I'm actually trying to remember the description of the ghost that he saw too and see if that's like relevant. But anyway, that's freaky.
Yeah.
And I love that someone else experienced the exact same thing. That's wild.
Yeah.
So I'm calling mine, my story, The Kind of Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
And you'll see why here in just a minute. Oh, this is wild. Once there was a boy. So this is a story. Once there was a boy named Kiviuk who got lost out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
The boy's parents, knowing their son was lost, kept looking out to sea for him. In the meantime, Kiviuk came upon mainland where there were only two people, an old lady and her daughter.
Okay.
He stayed with the two ladies and married the daughter. During his stay with them, he went hunting a lot, and I think this is relevant. Now, with a wife now, it was uncertain whether Kiviuk would actually return home, you know, to where his parents were and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one time, while he was out hunting, the old lady began to comb her daughter's hair. Well, while she was combing, she got an urge, and she shoved something into her daughter's ear purposely and murdered her.
What the fuck?
Oh, it gets worse. While the girl was dead, the old lady skinned her head down to her neck.
Gross.
The girl had nice long hair, and she killed her in order to look like her daughter so she could marry Kiviu.
She scalped her.
She did all this while he was out hunting. So then she pulled her daughter's head skin over her own.
Gross.
To fool her son-in-law.
Yeah, that's going to help.
Right, I know, this is so wild. So when the old lady saw Kiviuk approaching, she put on her daughter's head skin, and she started walking toward the beach, pretending to be the wife. You know, because her looks didn't really change, though. I mean, it's still... And this is fucked up,
What
right?
is this bloody head skin you have on your head?
She's like, hello, it's me! And, you know, he's supposed to fall for it. So whenever he came closer to shore, he heard her calling, and she said... Here, over here, like, meet me over on this beach. So she was suggesting land in an area that was out in the water where, like, some of her body would be covered so that he wouldn't see that she was an old woman. Well, he was suspicious, and he told her to remove her chemiks, which I'm guessing is, like, her dress that she was wearing. And when she did, he saw that her legs were old and that she was old as fuck.
Oh, but the random scalped hair didn't give it away.
No, that fooled him. Oh, it gets worse. After she, so basically he busted her. So you're like, good job for you, Kiviuk. But after she told him what she'd done, so she came clean, he went ahead and married her. But not for long. So he marries Scalped Woman, and, you know, they just kind of do their thing. And as usual, though, he would go hunting. But along the way, he realized that he was going to leave her. So what he started doing was losing an article of clothing here and there. I'm kind of paraphrasing because it was a little confusing how it was written. So that way, whenever he was ready to leave, he would have enough clothes that he could go pick them all up, and he would have basically a suitcase of clothes without her knowing.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. So she asked him one day, she got suspicious and asked him if you're planning to leave. And she said that if you are going to leave, there will be bad omens in your future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went hunting again, and this time he intended that he was never going to return. Well, then when he got away, he saw two huge mountains crashing at each other, and he couldn't get past them, even though he tried to go around them. The mountains were actually moving in front of him. Since there was no way to go past them, he thought he would try to go through when they parted again.
Hmm.
Just as they began to part, he ran as fast as he could. He almost got smashed when the mountains came together with a crash. Part of his coat actually got caught and torn, but he got through safely. But it turns out that everywhere he went, he ran into obstacles. One time, there were huge bears biting chunks from each other as they stood facing one another, and they kept getting in the way of his destination. And every time he tried to go around them, they would get in his way and attack him. Wow. And that happened over and over. Basically, these obstacles that kept happening. So I was sitting here thinking that, like, oh my God, like, what is going to be the payoff? Well, here's the payoff. When he passed all the obstacles, he saw tents where his parents were living. So he actually made his way back home. And so that, to me, sounds like a really cool ending. He escapes this old woman who skinned her daughter to get home safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that people who saw him didn't actually tell his parents, thinking that such good news would bring too much happiness and cause their death.
Too much good news, so yes. You have to have some shitty times otherwise.
Exactly.
That's some good life advice. Your life is going too good, so here's something shitty. You know?
And then it'll actually...
To remind you to savor the good things. That's kind of what happens in real life.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I was just thinking, that's so weird, though, that he gets home and they're like, well, we can't tell your parents because they would be too happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we wouldn't want that, would we?
That's a weird story.
It was super weird. And I was debating on the two to tell because the other one is a more cohesive story. And
yeah,
it's really interesting.
This one's just kind of, I don't know if it's even a cautionary tale exactly or something. It's just like a random story.
It's super random. Yeah, because it's like, what is the moral?
There is no moral.
Yeah, like what? Yeah.
Just don't be tricked by your mother-in-law if she scalps your wife.
Oh, that's a good moral is. Maybe don't marry your mother-in-law.
No, the moral is maybe don't marry, period, end of sentence.
Oh, there you go. Don't marry.
Yeah.
Anyone. I just, I like the Silence of the Lambs, so that was like kind of for you.
I guess
you love
Silence
the movie.
Of the Lambs.
You know, the wearing the skin of the face. You know, he pretended to be the ambulance driver.
I know what you mean. I just didn't make that connection.
Oh,
only
I
because
see.
It wasn't like a skin suit. It was just a piece of it.
It was just the face. Well, he only wore the face in Silence of the Lambs.
That's true. And then there's Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All characters, by the way, that are based on Ed Gein. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we did talk about him in our, was it a Halloween episode?
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Cool. So. Well, good luck, y'all.
Yeah, it's there. And I will tell you mine since you couldn't make the connection.
And if you search, I think mine, like some of the, I guess some of the names, that'll be a hint.
Maybe, but.
About what this is in reference to.
But if you're
to.
Searching, you're doing much more work than necessary.
That's true. That's so. Very true. That this should just, yeah, don't put too much effort into this. Just tune in next week and hear the real Thanksgiving topic. In the meantime, this mini-show drops before Halloween.
It drops tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Today is a week from Halloween.
Okay, so everyone then, we wish you, we don't have a Halloween one because it would launch too late, the full episode, but everyone have a great Halloween.
We did the witches and the Ouija board.
Not for this one, yeah. We've done enough. You guys have had enough Halloween.
Okay.
And gals, and they.
And that.
Right? And yeah. Non-binary. There we go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, everyone. Okay. Okay. We got to go. Everyone, have a wonderful time and
bye.